You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Well, this weekend is the biggest weekend of the year over at the Columbia Airport. It is the Father's Day fly-in. In fact, it's the 53rd annual Father's Day fly-in. And new this year, the event is going to be called Wings and Wheels. There are going to be cars, there are going to be motorcycles, and there will be airplanes. Well, making the bikes and the cars show possible are the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 391. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Kathy Bramblett. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Kathy, I know that you had the bike and car show over the Tuolumne County Sheriff Posse Grounds for the past couple of years. Now you have teamed up with Columbia Airport. This must be pretty exciting.
It is exciting, Mark, and we're excited to have this new venue. We kind of outgrew the Posse Grounds, and we're happy that we can team up with the airport and make a great family fun day.
And I would think for most dads, this is a dream come true. You get to see motorcycles, you get to see classic cars, and you get to take a look at airplanes.
I don't think you could beat it.
All right, Kathy. Well, tell us a little bit about the schedule as far as the bike and car show is concerned.
Okay, well, our gates are going to open at 8 o'clock, and all motorcycles, cars, trucks, if it has wheels and a motor, bring it down. Register at $30 for one day or $35 for both days, because it is a two-day show this year, Saturday and Sunday. This is a beautiful 3,000-foot grass runway, all level, no dust. Great place to hang out with your car, bring your shade, bring your chairs, and just have a blast walking around looking at everything. All of the proceeds from our portion of the show go back into the community every year, as you know.
And what type of cars, what type of motorcycles are you looking for, Kathy?
It just doesn't matter. Any year, any make, any model, it's hot rod, wrap rod, just your regular everyday vehicle, bike. It just come out and have fun and talk with other folks that like things with wheels and motors.
Should they call you in advance or just show up the day of and register?
They can register the day of. It would be helpful at this point if they downloaded the registration form from our website and filled it out. It will save them a fair amount of time on Saturday or Sunday morning.
And what is the website?
It's VietnamVeterans391.org.
All right, Kathy, I know you have a big dance scheduled for Saturday night. Can you talk about that?
We do. We are excited now with a two-day event that we can provide a whole new idea. We're having a hangar dance. The local band Burn Permit, they have a classic rock and blues group, very popular, will be playing in the hangar there from 6 to 10. The dance is free. Parking is free. Everyone can come and just have a blast on Saturday night.
Wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about the parking? Where do we park this year for the Father's Day fly-in?
Well, the directions are on the Father's Day website, but because of the construction at the airport itself, only handicap parking is at the airport. Their overflow is still at the Columbia Elementary with a shuttle bus from there. Otherwise, on South Airport Road, going around to the back south side of the airport, all of the public parking will be there. That's the main entrance, and that's where folks will be charged to get in.
What are the hours Saturday and Sunday?
The hours are from 8 to 3 for the air show, with some events, again, in the evening. They have a dinner. We've got a dance going on Saturday.
And the admission price is?
The admission price for the air show is $5 for adults. Children under 12 are free.
It's a practical giveaway. Plenty of vendors, too, as far as food and drink is concerned.
That's my understanding. The airport has lined up their usual variety of airplanes to view, food vendors, beverage vendors, lots of things to do and see. There are B-25 rides this year. There's tethered hot air balloon rides. Breakfast by the Boy Scouts starts at 7 over in the campground. And a dinner, and that's both Saturday and Sunday. Dinner on Saturday night from 5 to 7, catered by the local restaurant Cazadoro.
Okay, well, that sounds new this year, a tethered balloon ride.
That's my understanding, yes.
Well, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so a website regarding the Father's Day fly-in itself.
Father'sDayFlyIn.org.
You can't beat that. Father'sDayFlyIn.org.
That's correct.
Kathy, before I let you go, is there anything else?
I just hope everyone will come out. It's not going to be that hot. It's going to be cooler on that side where we have more grass than being on the asphalt in previous years. So I think it's going to be a great day to have a nice family outing for Father's Day.
Exactly. What father would not enjoy this? Hundreds of cars, motorcycles, and airplanes. Lots of engine noise in the air. Details on fathersdayflyin.org. And we have been speaking with Kathy Bramblett. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Mark.